to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
150 million Americans are choosing complementary and alternative medicine in lieu of going the conventional medicine and surgery route. And number one on this list is chiropractic. Not having your spine aligned properly can lead to ailments from headaches, neck and back pain, dizziness to difficulty sleeping. And here to share more, our host and resident chiropractic physician, Dr. David Friedman. Welcome to the show, Dr. Friedman.
Great to be here.
So glad. And I'm so glad to be able to talk about this with you. So share with the listeners, what exactly is the field of chiropractic medicine?
Well, chiropractors emphasize the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of mechanical disorders of the musculoskeletal system, especially the spine. And what we do, Melanie, is we focus on spinal alignment as being vital to optimal health because our nerves travel through the spine before going to all of our organs, glands, and muscles. So it's good to really get to the source and make sure they're flowing properly.
So how much education does a chiropractor receive?
That's a great question, one I love to answer because most people don't realize the extensive amount of education involved. Chiropractors are required to have more classroom hours and cadaver dissections than medical doctors. And while MDs have advanced training in chemistry, surgery, and pharmacology, chiropractors get more education in anatomy, physiology, neurology, and x-ray. It takes about 8 years to become a doctor of chiropractic, and just like MDs that can specialize in certain fields, a chiropractor can actually specialize in orthopedics, neurology, sports medicine, even pediatrics. I went 3 additional years to earn a degree in neurology, and that's my specialty field.
So what is an adjustment? People hear about this, Dr. Friedman.
Right.
They're afraid of them. Tell us what an adjustment truly, really does, and does it hurt?
Now, actually, an adjustment is just another name for a realignment of a joint. We use a very specific force to a joint that's not moving properly. It's safe. It's natural. It improves spinal function, eliminates that nerve interference, which, of course, supports overall health. And, you know, you ask if they hurt. Most chiropractic techniques use minimal force, so patients will feel relief of pain after the first treatment. But if there is initial soreness or, like, an increased pain that evening, it's similar to what would happen if you worked out and you got sore after an exercise program.
What's the popping sound that we hear? And, you know, the neck one seems to be the loudest. Personally, I love my low back adjustments, but the neck is loud. What is that noise?
Well, it's loud because it's closer to your ears, Melanie. People always say, why is my neck always louder than my back? It's the same sound. It's just your ears aren't down there, and if they were, you'd look kind of funny. So that's why they're louder. But the popping noises are tiny pockets of air being released in the joint. A chiropractic adjustment takes pressure off the connective tissue that holds the joint together, and when it takes place and air bubbles release during that process, that's the sound that you hear.
Really? It's air bubbles being released.
Air bubbles, yes. It's not anything cracking.
Wow. And listeners, that is some of the best information that we have had in a very long time. So are they safe? Are adjustments, people get scared.
Right.
Now reassure them, because I don't think, Dr. Friedman, that chiropractic is considered complementary and alternative medicine anymore. I think it's right into the mainstream.
Yeah.
I think everybody's kind of going the same direction with your orthopods, your athletic trainers. You know, everybody's sort of going towards some of these chiropractic techniques. So are these adjustments safe so that people are not scared to get one?
Yeah, chiropractic is actually the safest drug-free, non-invasive therapy for treatment of back and neck problems. And spinal adjustments are extremely safe when performed by licensed chiropractors. And you bring up a good point is, you know, we're starting to get, you know, more into the allopathic medicine. I have medical doctors coming in, bringing their families, bringing their children in. And, you know, you didn't see that 20 years ago. So it's really becoming part of that mainstream medicine, which is great.
It really is. Now, most people think of, oh my God, my back went out, and they crawl their way into a chiropractor's office.
Right.
Do they have to wait until that happens and they're crawling out of their car and into the office to get that adjustment before they see you?
Actually, pain's when I see most people come in. So you answer your question, no, they shouldn't wait, but they usually do. But the interesting thing is, Melanie, pain is usually the last symptom to show up. Kind of like you can have a cavity for years and just not know it. Then you bite into a piece of candy, ouch, you have a toothache. Well, the cavity was there, you just didn't know it. Same with your spine. I've seen people feeling fine. They bend over, tie their shoes, boom, debilitating back pain. But it wasn't the act of tying their shoes, Melanie. It was the lack of prevention on their part that led to that pain.
Well, so many people have bulging discs, and that's another reason for the air bunnies, you know, back going out. They hear that statement, the back goes out. So, you know, people come to see you and you give them an adjustment. They feel so much better. People are afraid to come to chiropractors because they think that they have to keep going forever. Is this the case? Clear this confusion up.
Well, in my office, pain relief can be achieved usually in 2 weeks. If there's a structural component needing addressed, corrective care can take anywhere between 6 and 8 weeks. Kind of similar to Melanie, if you had a sprained ankle, there's an 8-week healing phase. Same with chiropractic. Then patients go on what we call maintenance, which is similar to going to your dentist for teeth cleanings, checkups. This phase varies. Now, of course, an 80-year-old woman's probably not going to achieve corrective care. She may need me once a month. And then there might be a young man who lifts heavy sheetrock for a living. He may need me once a month. You eat more candy, you see the dentist more than someone who doesn't eat candy. So it really varies from person to person.
So how does someone go about finding a good chiropractor, Dr. Friedman?
Actually, that the best answer, Melanie, is a referral from a friend or family member. There's no better form of advertising than a satisfied patient. You know, not the billboard, not the big TV ad. Ask your neighbor, coworker, and just listen to them talk. And that's your best answer for that.
We don't have a lot of time, but I want to get to these last two questions. What about people who've tried chiropractic and gotten no relief?
Well, you know, the word chiropractic, Melanie, means done by hand, and no two are exactly alike. If you went to a hairdresser that gave you a lousy haircut, you wouldn't give up hairdressers. You'd find another one. Also, there's so many different techniques, Melanie. For example, I use a technique called flexion distraction table that does wonders for herniated discs. Some chiropractors don't offer that. I also treat carpal tunnel syndrome, while some don't even work on wrist conditions. So my answer is, if you're not seeing results, talk to your chiropractor about trying a different approach, or seek somewhere else, because no two are exactly alike.
And what is text neck, Dr. Friedman? Something we're just starting to hear about.
Yeah, you know, in the 90s, it was low back pain, then computers, you know, I saw that bring a rise to carpal tunnel syndrome. But in the last 8 years, Melanie, the most common condition I see is called text neck. 4 billion people own cell phones and texting or surfing on the net or the computer tablet. Bend your head forward and is now the number one cause of headaches, neck pain, arm numbness, even affecting children.
Wow. So we're going to be seeing more of this. And you and I even discussed a little off the air about carpal tunnel. You said you deal with wrist injuries. And with the way these kids are texting, I'm quite sure they're going to develop arthritis and carpal tunnel in their thumbs.
Oh, even tendonitis in the thumbs, carpal tunnel. We had one girl knocked her shoulder out of place. She was playing one of those virtual reality game bowling, and she threw it real fast and knocked her shoulder out. So these devices, they can be detrimental to your health.
So in just the last minute, Dr. Friedman, wrap it up for us and give us your best information about chiropractic care and the fact that kind of everyone's sort of going in this direction now, this all-natural approach to treating the body.
Well, I saw a perfect example, Melanie, of chiropractic yesterday. I was cleaning my house. I moved a chair to vacuum and accidentally loosened the plug to the table lamp. It started to flicker off and on because the electricity wasn't flowing through the cord. I plugged it back in. The light was constant, and I thought, wow, that's chiropractic. By keeping your nerves plugged in and flowing properly, the electricity going to your organs, muscles, joints functions better too. And that's the simplest way to say, get plugged in, get that electricity flowing, get your body mobile, get healthy, go see a chiropractor.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for great information. To learn more about chiropractic healthcare, you can visit Dr. Friedman's website, wilmingtonchiropractor.com. And for his latest articles, blog posts, and health tips, visit drdavidfriedman.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, davidfriedman.com. You know, and by seeing a chiropractor, you can absolutely help cure that physical self while also curing the physiological self. It's so important. Visit your local chiropractor. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.